Hey, everybody, welcome to the second episode in the Teaching and Learning Innovation podcast, focusing on reading. In a previous episode, we talked about the benefits that students who do the reading ahead of time can enjoy when they go to class. In this episode, we're going to talk a little bit about some strategies for how to read textbooks and other materials in your classes. Now, I'm not an expert on reading, but what I have done over the course of the last 35 years as a teacher and as a student is learn some strategies that do benefit students when they are having a difficult time interacting with text. Now, I'm certainly not an expert on reading, but my undergraduate preparation and even my graduate coursework did include courses on how to encourage students to read and how to develop some different reading strategies. So this podcast is coming from a place of experience as a reader and experience as a teacher. So just understand that this is not coming from an expert, but it has helped me and has helped my students. Now, usually when we think about reading, the idea that comes to mind is that we're going to open the book or open the article and look at all the words on the page and probably hear them in our head. And that works for many reading purposes. Certainly, that's better than not doing any reading at all. But let me describe for you a few more active reading strategies that will help you to come to a deeper understanding of the text. One of the first things you can do before you sit down and actually read the text is just look at it. Take a look at headings or subheadings that happen to be in the section or the chapter that you're reading. Read the introduction. Maybe flip to the end of the chapter and take a look at the summary that's there, just so you get an idea of what it is that you're going to be reading. Doing that helps you to prepare a little bit for what you're going to encounter and introduces you to some of the major structures that you will find as you read through the text. So that's strategy number one. Go through and try to figure out what it is that you're going to be reading about before you actually read it. Now, what do you do at the end of the reading? So my second strategy would be to have some questions at the end of your reading. Write down some things that are unclear to you, maybe interact with the questions that are at the end of the chapter, but go in and try to find the answers to some questions, yours or others, and this not only helps you to go back and look at the material to find the things that you're missing, but it also prepares you for class time. So we talked about what to do before you read and after you read. How about during the reading? So the best strategy that I have ever found for improving my reading is to annotate as I go. Now, I find the best way to annotate is to read with a pencil in my hand, and I am that person who circles things and underlines them and writes notes to myself and writes questions right in my books or on the hard copy of the materials. I know that is not always possible, especially if you're going to try to sell your textbooks back, but keep a notebook and write down the things that are important to you or the questions that you have as you go. And also use some quotes, in your notes, paragraph one, the sentence that begins, you know, whatever it is, this is important because it makes me think about, and then put your thoughts down. Interacting with the text in that way is a really useful way to be more active in your reading. And you might not understand everything 100% after the reading, like I've said, but it is going to help you to understand what's there and be more prepared for the next activities. One other really difficult thing about being an active reader is finding time to actually do the reading. What I have done in the past and what I encourage students to do is schedule time in your calendar when you're actually going to do the reading. Have it be the same time every week. Maybe find an hour on the weekend or 2 hours on the weekend when you're going to do the reading, or get up a half an hour earlier and try to do the reading. Finding time in your schedule and booking time in your schedule to do the reading helps people to be a reader. One last strategy I'll give you is to vary the type of reading that you do. If I'm dealing with a very difficult text, I will sometimes read it, and then I will reread sections, but actually rereading them more quickly than you usually do helps you to not get bogged down in the exact language, and sometimes you understand a selection easier or better if you interact with it quickly. Then, of course, the opposite is true too. Sometimes slowing down and reading a difficult selection a little slower helps you to understand it. Third thing is think about reading the materials out loud to yourself, hearing it. You read it in a different way, and you also hear it when you read it to yourself. So that's one good strategy for reading difficult sections. Now, the other thing that you can do frequently is, and especially if you're using digital text, have your computer, have your web browser read the material to you. That's just one other way that you can interact with text, and it gives you another way to interact with it, another way to hear it, and if you've heard it first, then you go and read it, it might actually make more sense to you. Hey, I hope these strategies help you to become a better reader and to interact with text and be more successful with your courses. Thanks, everybody, for listening.